Industry News.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
804 data found ISIS attacked. I'm Elliot Francis. Investigators say they've successfully captured some information from Egypt Air Flight 804's black boxes. Recorded data is generating messages indicating there was smoke in the lavatory and avionics. Correspondent Jim Bitterman tells more.
The experts here are saying this morning that this seems to indicate that it may have been a mechanical failure rather than something else, although it's still possible that the heat and smoke could have been caused by some kind of a bomb or something like that. Now it seems more likely that it may have been a mechanical failure that brought the plane down.
All 66 people on board that Airbus A320 were killed. Well, a series of U.S.-led coalition airstrikes pounded ISIS near the Iraqi city of Fallujah Wednesday. Reports claim at least 250 suspected fighters were killed when the strike was made on a convoy of ISIS troops trying to leave a southern Fallujah neighborhood. I'm Elliot Francis. The recent Stanford rape case exposed a loophole in the sentencing guidelines for convicted rapists. Now, a new bill introduced in the California legislature seeks to close that loophole. Jim Rope reports.
Stanford University student Brock Turner was convicted of raping an unconscious woman after a party on campus and was sentenced to just 6 months in jail and 3 years probation. If the victim had been conscious and tried to fight off the attack, a conviction would have landed Turner in prison for a minimum of 3 years. But she was unconscious, which gave the judge discretion to not impose a prison term. This loophole surprised even the most veteran lawmakers, like California Senator Mark Leno.
I had no idea.
The bill provides a mandatory prison sentence for all rape convictions, whether the victim was conscious or not. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Hillary Clinton and President Obama are scheduled to make their first joint campaign appearance together. It's set for next Tuesday in Charlotte, North Carolina. And Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck has signed the richest contract in NFL history, $140 million. I'm Elliot Frantz.
Hey, everyone.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. If D.C. ever does become the 51st state, they have a new name for it. It'll be New Columbia. The mayor's statehood commission has approved that name.
Some may think New Columbia is a boring name, but Eleanor Hart with the D.C. Statehood Coalition says,
what state does have an exciting name? Can you tell me?
And she says an exciting name isn't going to win over Congress. Besides,
I'm partial to it. We've had it for 34 years. We have legislation in Congress that has the name New Columbia Admission Act.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
If your holiday weekend plans have you spending time on the National Mall, you'll likely notice more security than in past years.
There are no specific credible threat to the District of Columbia.
But Chris Geldhart, the director of D.C.'s Homeland Security and Management Agency, says especially after recent terror attacks, they're on high alert.
When these types of events happen, we relook at our security plans. We do. Most of the first responding organizations do redeployments of their organizations to make sure that we're covering those areas that are the soft targets and that are areas of interest.
And while he tells WMAL police will be out in force, it's still important for the public to report anything suspicious. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Oh, and authorities say leave your drone at home on Monday. U.S. Park Police are issuing a reminder today that flying unmanned aircraft is illegal anywhere inside a 15-mile radius of Reagan National Airport, as well as in any national park. And a George Washington University law professor has filed a complaint against the Baltimore prosecutor who's been pursuing a case against six cops in Freddie Gray's death. Professor John Banshaf says in his complaint that Baltimore State's attorney Marilyn Mosby appears to have violated Maryland's rules of professional conduct for lawyers. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,695, the Nasdaq at 47,79. Sports, the Nationals complete the sweep, beating the Mets again. The O's win their seventh straight, beating San Diego. WNBA, the Mystics win. And Michael Phelps makes history as the first U.S. men's swimmer to qualify for five Olympics. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for U.S. consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malmö and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 lanes open, leaving Frederick, heading down through to Rockville, down continuing through to the Capitol Beltway. Beltway in good shape here early on. We like to start off a rush hour. You'd have some overnight road work on Ridge Road 27 as you come southbound before you get to Brink Road. Still have some crews out there, so do watch as you head south again on 27 Ridge Road. No problems in from the west. We're looking good. 66, let's do this out of Gainesville with ease through Manassas, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and continuing beyond the Beltway in through Falls Church. Looks good on 95, 395, no early troubles, and across the Anacostia looks good as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy heading into this Thursday with a slight chance for an afternoon thunderstorm as the high reaches 85. Rain will taper off this evening with a low of 70. There will be scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, the high of 89, then dry on Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Leesburg, 62 in Waldorf, 66 degrees in Washington. Human body parts wash up on shore near the Rio Olympics beach volleyball venue. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to you. It's a great Thursday morning, and we've got a lot of stuff lined up for you. Coming up at 6:35, Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, will join us. 7:05, Ambassador John Bolton. At 8:05, there is a Secret Service officer who served during the Clinton administration who has written a book about some of the things he observed in the Clinton White House. It's pretty eye-opening. Gary Byrne will join us in studio at 8:05. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper with CNN. Larry O'Connor has the morning off because he's going to fill in for Chris Plant a little bit later. You don't want to miss that. And in today is our good friend Jesse Jane Duff, U.S. Marine Corps Gunnery Sergeant retired.
Yeah, although, so good morning, motivators. It's so good to be here again.
That's right. There are no ex-Marines, only retired Marines. Well, it's good to have you here. And we want to start off, Jesse Jane, this morning with something. Look, let me just say this. I've been in this town about 30 years as a reporter and as a commentator here on this station. And I thought that I had seen it all until yesterday when I saw this story, and it just absolutely outraged me. And I don't think it's getting a lot of coverage, and I think it's so dramatically wrong that I want to spend some time this morning telling you all about it. Let me start off by saying, give you the background. We know that the FBI is investigating Hillary Clinton's private server. Mm-hmm. As part of that investigation, apparently they're going a step further and looking into the activities of the Clinton Foundation.
Yes.
The question being whether or not the State Department, or the Clinton Foundation donors got special treatment over
yes.
at the State Department. This is a very open question.
Right.
An investigation is underway. FBI in the middle of doing all of those interviews to decide whether or not there is a case.
Yes.
That case will be brought and a decision will be made about whether or not to prosecute by the Attorney General of the United
yes.
States, Loretta Lynch. It was in sort of that politically charged environment that on Tuesday of this week, we now know there was a happenstance political, completely
yeah.
coincidental meeting.
Right.
It was just one of those things that happens between a meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch.
Yes.
On an airport tarmac in Phoenix.
Yes.
The meeting took place over the course of about 30 minutes. And Loretta Lynch was asked about it. Hey, you know, sort of interesting. You've got these cases pending. You know, by the way, the Benghazi report was coming out at that very moment.
That day.
And so here's all this stuff going on. And Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch, the Attorney General of the United States, are meeting in a sort of a back corner of the Phoenix airport on a private airplane. And she was asked about this. And the only reason we know this is because a TV station in Phoenix, ABC 15 in Phoenix, found out about it and asked her while she was there, hey, we heard you met with the former president today.
When I was landing at the airport, I did see President Clinton at the Phoenix airport as I was leaving, and he spoke to myself and my husband on the plane. Our conversation was a great deal about his grandchildren. There was no discussion of any matter pending before the department or any matter pending before any other body. There was no discussion of Benghazi, no discussion of the State Department emails by way of example.
I don't believe that.
And what's interesting is those are the first things out of her mouth.
Yeah.
There was no discussion about Benghazi.
She knew.
There was no knew exactly that this could be perceived as improper.
Well, she knows. It's not just perceived, it is improper.
It is improper.
You have the person who's going to make a decision about whether a prosecution goes forward, and the spouse of the target of that investigation is having a private meeting in a remote airport location on a private airplane where I don't think she ever expected people would even know that the meeting took place.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden it gets revealed, and now she's looking pretty dumb. And she needs to recuse herself. So anyway, a couple questions. I want you to weigh in on this. What do you think they discussed in that meeting? Because we hear it's about grandchildren. Do you buy that? And then should the Attorney General of the United States recuse herself in this Clinton matter? 1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WML. Jesse Jane, let me just put in one other thing. I don't think this was happenstance. I think it's entirely possible this was a planned meeting in a remote location so that certain things could be discussed off the record in a quiet way. And I don't expect that they ever imagined somebody would find out about it, but they did find out about it. And she had to answer the question, and they had a cover story in place. I think this was arranged. In the world of, like, in the corporate world, for example, if you're in the middle of a secret merger discussions, you know what you do? You can't have one company, you know, fly into the headquarters of the other for those conversations, because that sends off all kinds of alarm bells, and you need to maintain some security about the discussions. So what you do is you say, okay, look, I'll get on my corporate jet, and you over here, you get in your corporate jet. We'll meet somewhere in the middle of the country, some remote location. We'll have our secret talks, and nobody will ever know that we had these conversations. This happens all the time in the world of business.
What's foolish about this, though, is that we're at an airport, and you did say private aircraft. We don't even know that it was a private aircraft. It very well could have been the FBI's aircraft, which now will lead to another layer of impropriety, because if those FBI agents are the ones that leaked it, or somebody from that FBI was aware of it, but we don't know if it was on her aircraft or his aircraft. So if she had to walk over there to him, this is above and beyond. And listening to the tape, it didn't indicate. She said, we spoke. I thought she said he came. No, he didn't. She doesn't say that. She's very elusive. We don't know which aircraft it happened on.
Yeah, and this is important because Bill Clinton was in a private aircraft.
She's on
the FBI aircraft. The FBI handles their flight arrangements and, by the way, the Attorney General's security. If she left the government aircraft and walked over to the airplane where Bill Clinton is sitting, they're probably one of the reasons why she did it was to get away from the Secret Service agents who handle her security. The FBI agents who handle her security. And if that's the case, I think she has some explaining to do. Where that meeting took place is very important. And I got to tell you, it stinks to high heaven. It is a conflict of interest. She should walk away from this. Any lawyer would tell you that this has the appearance of conflict.
Every legal analyst so far has stated this is wrong. And I love how she says, I just happened to see the president at the airport. What, you both were walking through the tarmac and ran into each other at the line for Chipotle? Like, come on. She makes it just seem so coincidental. These are two of the top figures in the nation politically. There is no coincidences. This was arranged.
And by the way, the president of the United States has said that this investigation needs to be free of any political considerations.
The president, when discussing this issue in each stage, has reiterated his commitment to this principle that any criminal investigation should be conducted independent of any sort of political interference, and that people should be treated the same way before the law, regardless of their political influence, regardless of their political party, regardless of their political stature,
right.
and regardless of what political figure has endorsed them.
So there you have it from the White House press office. There they're saying it needs to be free of political considerations, and yet something that looks overtly political occurred on Tuesday on the tarmac at the Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport, and I think it stinks to high heaven. What do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. We'll take your calls in just a moment. Right now, 515 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Not too much to talk about here on the traffic front, and that's how we like to start off our commute for sure. Virginia, 95 as we push northbound through Triangle, Dale City, up beyond the Beltway. If you're heading onto the Beltway either loop, that's good, and 395 quiet, continuing up to the 14th Street Bridge. Let's go Maryland 95. In good shape between Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway. Right as you approach the Beltway, the exit ramp that the truckers take to the truck stop, that's where we're starting to see a little bit of volume just to get into that truckway station area. So do keep alert because you might see some of those brake lights right ahead. 270, good out of Frederick and down through to the Capitol Beltway. 27, Ridge Road, just north of Brink Road, had overnight paving again, so watch for some uneven pavement, some crews still out there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered clouds with the possibility of a thunderstorm this afternoon. They say a 30% chance of rain, but a high of 85. Looks like a pretty nice day. Again, some more thunderstorms are possible this evening and a low of around 70. Tomorrow, they say a 50% chance of rain, but temperatures around 90 degrees. Here's the weekend for you, the big holiday weekend, Saturday in the mid-80s, Sunday in the low 80s. Monday, afternoon showers or thunderstorms are possible, but highs in the low 80s on the 4th of July. Currently in the nation's capital, 67 degrees on WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
All right, so we're talking about this completely incidental happenstance, coincidental meeting between the former president of the United States and the attorney general on the tarmac at Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix. They apparently talked about their grandchildren.
Yes.
There was no discussion of the very end. Listen, let me tell you, there's certain things. Let me just say this. There are certain things that you can't do in the middle of an investigation like this. Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton can't call the attorney general and say, hey, where are we on this?
Exactly.
You can't do that. You can't walk into the Justice Department to get an update because that'll send off alarm bells. So if you want to know exactly where the thing stands and what's going to happen and where the attorney general is on a matter, you have to have sort of a very quiet personal conversation with nobody else in the room.
Exactly.
That's what happened.
They knew what
happened. That's exactly what happened in Phoenix.
When the reporters asked, about it, and her comments were, I ran into the former president. Come on. You don't even go into the tarmac. You are surrounded by security. There's no way you ran into each other.
No.
This wasn't the line at Safeway
this
in the
was
quick
all,
check line.
This was just too slick. Slick Willie is just the...
I don't put it past the Clintons.
He's absolutely on his game. Let's go to, Bob let's go to Anthony at Haymarket. Anthony, you're on with Brian and Jesse Jane Duff today.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just want to know, how many grandkids do these people even have? Didn't Bill Clinton just have one? How do you talk about them for 30 minutes?
Yeah, listen, I think now there are two.
There's two in the Clintons now.
Yeah. Right,
but does Loretta Lynch
have 50,
any?
That's 15 minutes per child, and I don't know. Yeah. I don't know
poopy diapers.
Let's be real. You know, maybe Bill Clinton has some other ones we don't know about. But,
yeah.
Hillary has
Well, we know Hillary does.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I think that this was no discussion about grandchildren. I think they thought they would get away with this. And I suspect that somebody in the FBI team dropped a dime and said, you know what? You might want to ask the attorney general about this little meeting that just took place over here on the tarmac. Pretty interesting stuff. I don't think she expected to be asked about it, but they certainly had their cover story in place, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Rusty in Woodbridge, what do you think? You're on with Brian and Jesse Jane this morning.
Well, thank you for taking me, Brian. I'm an ex-San Diego County deputy sheriff back in the 1980s, and I can tell you that there's enough evidence against Hillary right now to indict. And it's just like the FBI is just like the U.S. Supreme Court. They pick and choose what they want to hear, and that is not legal. Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution says that the Supreme Court has to take all cases, and they have to hear all cases. It was changed without amendment, but the FBI is not like it was when Elliot Ness was...
Well, and the interesting thing will be about whether or not that the FBI's recommendation is followed, but, you know, I mean, was Bill Clinton providing some a little background information, making a persuasive argument to the Attorney General? Was the Attorney General providing information to Bill Clinton to get ready, here it comes, or it's not going to happen, you're going to be fine, don't worry about it? Was that what the purpose of this meeting was? This wasn't an accidental meeting!
No, we know that.
It just wasn't.
For her to have to clarify, we didn't talk about what you didn't want us to talk about, tells us right there she knew that it was wrong.
She knew it looked bad.
Because she says Benghazi. She said the emails or what the other scandal that she's involved in. She's got so many, my goodness.
Mike in Woodbridge, you're up next with Brian and Jesse Jane Duff. What do you think was discussed on that plane there in Phoenix?
Brian and Jesse, first of all, first time caller, and I'm just glad, so glad to get on, but I'm just so disgusted. I'm reading the FBI, the Secret Servant, Darren's book right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so disgusted. I can't. There's nothing you can put past Clinton. With Clinton cash, he can pay. There's money just everywhere. Follow the money. This is just crazy.
All right.
I mean, what's next?
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm telling you, I've been around the block a few times, and I've seen some things that I thought shocked me beyond belief. That she thought it was okay to have this meeting is just mind-boggling to me. I don't know any attorney in the whole country who would look at that and say, you know, that's a good idea. Yeah, sure, there's no problem with that. I don't know anybody who would say that. And she's the top law enforcement officer in the country.
She knows.
She should. I mean, if this was as she said it was, that Bill Clinton was there when she landed and she was invited to have a conversation with him, she should have said, at the very most, she should have met up at the door and said, Mr. President, it's good to see you, but I can't have a conversation with you, and turned him away.
Exactly.
That's what should have happened
here. And then when she was asked, she could have said that. We didn't speak. I told him I could not speak to him. It would be unethical.
And this would be over.
And that is it. And you know Bubba's going to try. I mean, Bill is such a charismatic guy.
I think that this was all arranged before she got there.
Oh, and I'm sure the Clintons have their pockets deep. That's why everybody's afraid of the Clintons, because their pockets run deep.
All right, listen, more of your calls straight ahead here. What do you think was discussed in this secret meeting that became not a secret all of a sudden in Phoenix between the Attorney General and the former President of the United States? 522.
Whether it's you or a loved one, struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week 4, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Adam Duvall.
A high fly ball to left field.
Nothing scarier than a scrappy underdog. Daniel Murphy.
See you later.
Nothing beats a thrilling comeback.
And the Nats are on the board.
Red Scare versus Comeback Thriller. Connect. Nationals Reds. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Masson.
Ain't baseball great?
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
D.C. in the Mount Pleasant area, 16th Street. You're going to see some activity near 16th Street, north of Columbia Road, near Irving Street. Apparently, please tell me, a pedestrian was struck, so watch your step there, everybody, please. Around the Beltway, on the other hand, we are in good shape. No problems, Maryland or Virginia. Maryland 95 southbound with lanes open, pushing south down toward the Beltway. However, watch for the exit ramp where the truckers head to go to the truck stop, southbound 95. You see a little bit of volume there. 270, a little bit sluggish at the Monocacy, and again at the exit for 109. 27 Ridge Road north of Brink Road had the overnight work crews there, so still finding some uneven milled pavement as they try to finish that project. And Virginia 95, just starting to see some delays as well, leaving Stafford and again into Woodbridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy starting off this Thursday. An isolated thunderstorm may pop up this afternoon with a high of 85. A little bit of rain tonight with a low near 70. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 67 degrees, 526. The president, former president of the United States, Bill Clinton, meets on tarmac in Phoenix with the attorney general. While the whole email thing is under consideration at the Justice Department, it stinks to high heaven. But what do you think they were talking about there? They say just talking about grandkids. David and Stafford, do you buy that story? Hello, David. You're on with Brian and Jesse Jane.
I do not buy that for one bit, Brian. Good morning, morning, Brian. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
You see, my problem with this is it doesn't even matter what they were talking about.
Exactly.
You know, at this point, it's the pure perception of how it looks. You know, like me personally, I'm a married man. My wife's out of town. I'm not going to have other women in my car driving around for people to look at and make assumptions. Like, okay,
exactly.
Why is he driving around with another woman? Why is the attorney general talking with the husband of a woman that's under investigation for the most absurd acts I've ever heard of in my entire life of a Secretary of State?
The legal standard is there a perception of wrongdoing, a perception of a conflict? That's
exactly
the legal standard.
You have to explain yourself.
In any case I've ever seen in the court of law, if there is even the perception that there might be a conflict of interest, a recusal is in order.
Absolutely.
There is a recusal needed in this case.
Absolutely.
And I want to know, most importantly, who went to whose plane? Because that is incredibly important to this story. And there are conflicting reports, but we're going to try to buckle down on that. Listen, coming up at 6:35, we're going to talk to Joe DeGeneve, a legal analyst, about this. It is now 5:28.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Coming up in just a moment, Jake Tapper had an interesting observation yesterday after listening to our current president talk. We'll share that with you. It's time for the news at 5:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. New this morning, 13 people have been detained in counterterrorism raids in Istanbul.
It is not clear if there is any direct connection to this attack, but we know that it has prompted these counterterrorism operations. We understand from a semi-official state news agency that police went to 16 different locations, sweeping up 13 suspected militants within the last day. So again, not clear if there's any direct connection to this, but certainly this has triggered or prompted these counterterrorism operations.
Correspondent Alexandra Field. Meanwhile, authorities have also revised the Istanbul death toll upward again. It is now 42. One of the black boxes from the Egypt Air crash confirms there was smoke on board the plane. Preliminary information from the unit is consistent with smoke warnings transmitted by the jetliner shortly before it plunged into the Mediterranean Sea last month.
The next step is going to be to take a look at the cockpit recording of the voices of the pilots to find out exactly what they were reacting to, what kind of a situation they were reacting to.
Correspondent Jim Bitterman. The D.C. Statehood Commission has approved the name New Columbia if and when the district becomes the 51st state. Supporters say congressional statehood legislation has always used the name New Columbia. The most decorated Olympian ever is not done yet.
Michael Phelps won the 200-meter butterfly at the U.S. Olympic trials to qualify for the Rio Summer Games. It will be the fifth consecutive Olympics for Phelps, already the most decorated Olympian of all time with 22 medals, including 18 gold. It's a nice birthday present for Phelps, who turns 31 tomorrow. I'm Al Smith.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,695, the NASDAQ at 47,79. Sports, a strong performance by Max Scherzer and two homers by Daniel Murphy send the Nationals to another win over the Mets. The O's win again, beating San Diego. WMDA, the Mystics win again. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA U.S., with an important message for U.S. consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall. And read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
There it is. The sound you've been waiting for all week. During the endless commutes and double shifts, part of your mind was always here. Saturday morning, working on the old pickup. Advance Auto Parts understands this itch. It's why we created Speed Perks, the best and simplest rewards program out there. Spend $100, get $20 off your next qualified purchase of $50 or more. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Sign up in-store or advanceautoparts.com. See store for details.
New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C. And MedStar Washington Hospital Center
is at the heart of it all.
We're celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the Nancy and Harold Zirkin Heart and Vascular Hospital, the first of its kind in Washington, D.C. Patients from across the region and around the country choose MedStar Washington Hospital Center for Heart and Vascular Care. Here they find some of the nation's most experienced specialists, a highly ranked cardiovascular program, and the latest in heart and vascular research. And now, with our new hospital, we offer a specially designed setting where the patient experience matches our clinical expertise. It's the Heart and Vascular Hospital of today for our patients' tomorrows. For more information, visit MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening.
Planning for retirement? Let the retirement professor, Winter Troxell, teach you how to get back on track.
There's so many things going on in life that, yeah, one day we wake up and you're 55, 60, 65, and you want to know, okay, now what do I do with what I've been able to accumulate?
The Retirement Professor, now at a new time, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL. Find more retirement lessons at retirementprofessorradio.com.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66, uneventful start. It's good, obviously. 95 northbound, it's just been about the volume as pushed through Stafford and Aquia and again into Woodbridge. 395 looks like a wide open trip. I'm not seeing any backups heading from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge. Around the Beltway, Maryland, Virginia, good. 270 volume with us as you head past Urbana. Down past the exit to 109. That's the slowest stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy conditions ahead of us today with a slight chance for an afternoon thunderstorm. The high will reach 85. Rain exits this evening with an overnight low near 70. And scattered showers and thunderstorms on Friday with a high up to 89. Dry on Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 in Stafford, 65 in La Plata, 66 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
537 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 635, a special appearance by Joe DeGeneva this morning. We've asked him to come in to talk about this meeting that took place between former President Bill Clinton and the Attorney General on the tarmac in Phoenix. What do you think they were talking about, and is it proper for such a meeting to take place? At 7:05, Ambassador John Bolton. At 8:05, Gary Byrne. He's a former Secret Service officer who served in the Clinton White House. He's written a tell-all book that's pretty eye-opening. He'll join us in studio. 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor's going to fill in for Chris Plant a little bit later this morning, and so we are pleased to be joined in studio by Jesse Jane Duff, a former U.S. Marine Corps retired gunnery sergeant.
And a
conservative pundit of note in this town. Good morning to you.
Good morning, motivators. We're so glad you're on board with us.
It is so good to be me today. Listen, let's talk about something that happened yesterday. So you got the President of the United States. He's meeting, you know, with the Prime Minister of Canada and with Mexican officials. The big three amigos are meeting, you know, and they're having a discussion about this, that, and the other, and they hold a press conference. And in the middle of this press conference, the President of the United States takes off on a rant. And the rant has to do, and he never mentions Donald Trump by name, but he talks about populism and how, you know, there's so much discussion about, you know, populism and one populist candidate in this country today. Well, just listen to what the president said about this. And this is the president, again, in a setting with other world leaders where he takes off on Donald Trump without mentioning Donald Trump. Here we go.
Votes? It's not the measure of populism. That's nativism, or xenophobia, or worse. Or it's just cynicism. So I would just advise everybody be careful about suddenly attributing to whoever pops up at a time of economic anxiety the label that they're populist. Where have they been? Have they been on the front lines working on behalf of working people?
well, this goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. And at the end of all this, CNN, which is providing a live coverage of the president's remarks, well, is it Jake Tapper, who's going to be on our show a little bit later,
yes,
was in the chair, and he had this observation.
It is one of the grandest ironies of this political year is that a giant real estate developer in New York is currently living rent-free in President Obama's head. Whatever the topic is, President Obama is eager to go after the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, whether the topic is ISIS after the Orlando shootings, or the topic is trade, or in this case, the question was about clean energy, and President Obama wanted to give a lesson as to what populism truly is.
Yeah, it is true that apparently Donald Trump is in the president's head.
And he doesn't realize that's only helping Donald Trump, because this is really a complete divide in the country, who's pro-President Obama and who's against Obama. So every time he tries to knock Donald Trump, he riles Donald Trump's base.
Yes.
He's playing into the hand that Donald Trump handed to him.
Yeah, I mean, the president, you know, it must be difficult to be the president of the United States and to realize that your time is coming to an end, that you have really nothing left that you can accomplish. You are a lame duck. You have really, your power and your reach is waning. You've been slapped down hard several times now by the Supreme Court over your attempts to go around the law and
exactly.
do things through executive order.
Uh-huh.
You're frustrated, and there you are on the world stage, you know, other world leaders where you should be talking about things that pertain to, you know, that relationship, and you take off on a rant. I mean, it's clear anytime the man gets in front of a microphone, he has to talk about Donald Trump. It's
on
driving
some level,
him crazy.
Absolutely.
Driving him crazy.
And, you know, trying to make accusations of xenophobia and derogatory remarks. What he doesn't understand is that he's also insulting every Donald Trump supporter
right.
out there. Mm-hmm. And we're appalled by that, because the fact that we love our country enough to defend it from people coming in and abusing us and taking advantage of us should not be taken into a context that we are somebody who despise or chastise other countries. No, we want to defend ours.
Yeah, I mean, he remember when he went to talk about the situation in Orlando? He used that as an opportunity to attack Donald Trump.
Every opportunity.
Yeah, and he's going to appear, we are told, next week with former Secretary Clinton on the campaign trail in North Carolina. I mean, that is, look, give the man credit. If there is one thing that he does well,
what's that?
It's campaign.
Oh!
He knows how to campaign,
is one thing.
Yeah.
I could give him credit.
Yeah, and maybe at that meeting, the President of the United States will give Secretary Clinton an update on where the investigation stands into the email.
Maybe they'll all meet at the airport
and have
a discussion.
I'm sure that
in the airplane.
Yeah, so that, you know, well, if it isn't unusual, you know, usually sitting presidents stay out of this stuff.
George Bush actually was very classy. I sometimes just felt for him so much, because President Obama lashed at him and lashed at him and lashed at him. And President Bush just took the high road and stayed out of it. Whereas President Obama can't help himself, because he does not want his legacy to go down. Although he can't stand Hillary Clinton, he despises Donald Trump more, because Donald Trump challenged his citizenship. And that in itself has left him bitter and angry. Had Donald Trump never taken that step, he probably wouldn't be so aggressive. But he's had to choose between, who do I despise more, Madam Hillary or Trump?
And just remember Jake Tapper's observation, which I think is dead on.
Rent free.
A giant real estate developer in New York is currently living rent free in President Obama's head.
We'll talk to Jake Tapper about that at 8:35 this morning. It is now 5:43.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C., and MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all. We're celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the Nancy and Harold Zirkin Heart and Vascular Hospital, the first of its kind in Washington, D.C. Patients from across the region and around the country choose MedStar Washington Hospital Center for heart and vascular care. Here they find some of the nation's most experienced specialists, a highly ranked cardiovascular program, and the latest in heart and vascular research. And now, with our new hospital, we offer a specially designed setting where the patient experience matches our clinical expertise. It's the Heart and Vascular Hospital of today for our patients' tomorrows. For more information, visit MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
It is 5:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Leaving Frederick 270 southbound, I'm getting initial reports of a crash as you head past 85. So do keep alert as you're heading again, like I said, through Frederick and past the Monocacy. Crews are responding to a crash. Have the volume continuing through Urbana and down toward the exit for 109. And then you're wide open. No delay beyond 109 and heading down through Gaithersburg, Rockville to the Beltway. 2995 Baltimore Washington Parkway, uneventful, and as is the Beltway. Maryland, Montgomery, and Prince George's County off to a good start. We'll take you north on 95 Virginia into Aquia and Dale City, the slowest stretch. Metro Rail, in addition to being in safe track surge number 2, right now they're dealing with a track problem outside of National Airport, and as a result, they're single tracking the blue and yellow trains between Braddock Road and National Airport with delays in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy conditions ahead of us today with a slight chance for an afternoon thunderstorm. The high will reach 85. Rain exits this evening with an overnight low near 70. And scattered showers and thunderstorms on Friday with a high up to 89. Dry on Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 67 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
All right, so we're headed very soon into the 4th of July weekend, Jesse Jane Duff. And as you might imagine, given the world events and especially the attacks recently in Istanbul, Turkey at the airport, security in this town is expected to be tight. Now, it's always tight down on the mall for the 4th of July festivities.
Yes, it is.
You got to go through the metal detectors and all kinds of things can and cannot bring down to the mall these days.
Yes.
You know, and so they're in the process of doing that, as they always do. But there are reports that the Capitol Police and the D.C. Metropolitan Police especially will be on a high security alert this weekend, given the events in Istanbul. Let's see. According to Capitol Police spokesperson Eva Malecki, U.S. Capitol Police will have a very visible presence and will be conducting security screening to ensure the public safety and security at the big concert that always takes place up on Capitol Hill. And if you're going down to the mall, you can expect that you're going to see more security than you normally do. And in fact, there's already a lot of security. Metropolitan Police Department will hold a press conference on Friday afternoon to give more details. And I would not be surprised if there are additional restrictions being placed on the folks who are going down there about things you can and cannot bring.
Yeah, it's going to be very obvious. I've gone to that concert before at the foot of the Capitol steps. It's fabulous. I absolutely recommend it. However, you do go through security to get to it. You know what this really says to me is that terrorists will not see this as a soft target. Target. However, a lot of local towns where there's large populations of people gathering, they don't have the capacity to protect themselves like this. So I hope that everybody is extremely vigilant. And I hope that there is every off-duty police officer, even in their local communities, I hope is wearing their uniform to show that they are present. Because this is serious. This is real. It's here. Yeah. We got to get our heads out of the sand. It's here.
I've noticed in years past when I did stories about Capitol Hill and its police force, just Capitol Hill.
Yes.
The Metropolitan Police Department is a pretty good sized police force.
Right. Then you have Hill.
On Capitol Hill, they have as many police officers as the city of Nashville.
They're everywhere.
Has. Yeah. Nashville has as many police officers patrolling the entire city as the Capitol has protecting the Capitol. That's true. CIA Director John Brennan. I have been talking about the fact that he went on Capitol Hill last week, I guess it was, and had some things to say about ISIS and how we are not yet where we need to be in our battle against ISIS, that indeed ISIS is coming to this country, and we believe through southern border routes are coming in here illegally into this country. He, again, yesterday had some things to say about ISIS in the wake of the attacks in Istanbul.
ISIS's ability to continue to propagate its narrative as well as to incite and carry out these attacks, I think we still have a ways to go before we're able to say that we have made some significant progress against them.
So he is still sending the signal, and I think this is very important, sending the signal that despite what you hear from the administration, we have real concerns about ISIS.
Bingo.
And let me tell you something, I'm right about this. He is sending up a flare. He is saying, I know things, and I'm telling you, we don't have this under control, because I don't want the American people to say that your CIA was asleep at the wheel if something were to happen.
Exactly.
That's what he's doing here.
Exactly. Well, House Homeland Security Chairman Representative Mike McCall said yesterday that Islamic State is not on the run. They're on the rise. Secretary of State John Kerry has tried to go out and claim that, it's obvious they're on the run because they're in other countries. He's trying to soft pedal this. The reality is, people, they're attacking randomly and without warning, and we do not know where the next hit will happen.
Well, it's Brian Wilson and Jesse Jane Duff, who's in for Larry O'Connor today. He'll be a little bit later to fill in for Chris Plant. Right now, time to hear from L. Rushbow, 551.
Obama's Department of Homeland Security has just issued new guidelines, a plan to stop American millennials from being radicalized by groups like ISIS. And they put the onus right on us. They say it's our fault. We are responsible for making radical Islam an us versus them fight, and we better stop it. Now, a crucial step, they say, in reforming our behavior is to stop using religiously charged words, like we should ban the words jihad and Sharia law. We need to stop using the terms Muslim American and the Muslim world to describe Muslim Americans and the Muslim world. Instead, you should say American Muslims and Muslim communities. Now, to implement these ideas, Obama is asking Congress for $100 million that we don't have. And they're going to use the money to hire experts to create social media programs and new technology to keep young millennials from being radicalized by terrorists. The DHS report with the new word bans was released days before the Islamic terror attack in Orlando. Wait. I can't say those words. They are not approved. I should have said the DHS report was released just days before the latest gun violence in Orlando. The shooter was a misguided youth. The gun violence was really caused by the NRA and by you Americans using us versus them words. That's the coming DHS approved version of describing radical Islamic terrorism.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Do you know what the fastest growing crime in America is? It's identity theft, and it can happen a lot of ways. Like when someone pretends to be you to open new accounts, or charge their utility bill to your name, or any number of other illegal acts. And that's where LifeLock can help. They use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a whole range of identity threats. And if there's a problem, they have a team of U.S.-based specialists who will work to resolve it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but you will get more protection with LifeLock than you get from free credit monitoring alone. So join right now. You'll get a special 15% discount off your first year. Call or visit LifeLock.com. Make sure you use the promo code RUSH15. That's RUSH15. Act now. Offer ends July 3rd, 800-440-4833. RUSH15 at 800-440-4833.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the US dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
It is 5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270 out of Frederick down toward Hyattstown with the stop and go, but nothing along the way. Northbound 270 as you come up toward 85 in Monocacy. That's where they have the minor crash trying to get that out of the travel lanes on the northbound side of 270. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, George Washington Parkway, all off to a good start. Suitland Parkway with no incidents reported. DC 295 starting to see some of the just the heavy volume as you push southbound toward East Capitol Street as the morning rush hour gets underway. And with the track problem outside of a National Airport, Metro Rail single tracking blue and yellow trains between Braddock Road and National Airport. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy conditions ahead of us today with a slight chance for an afternoon thunderstorm. The high will reach 85. Rain exits this evening with an overnight low near 70. And scattered showers and thunderstorms on Friday with a high up to 89. Dry on Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 67 degrees. It is now 5:56.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend the Thyroid Dysfunction Puzzle on Wednesday, July 13th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
Adam Duvall.
A high fly ball to left field.
Nothing scarier than a scrappy underdog. Daniel Murphy.
See you later.
Nothing beats a thrilling comeback.
And the Nats are on the board.
Red Scare versus Comeback Thriller. Connect. Nationals Reds. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Masson.
Ain't baseball great?
This July 4th, join me, Tom Bergeron, as I host America's National Independence Day celebration, A Capital 4th, with Smokey Robinson, Kenny Loggins, Cassidy Pope, Amber Riley, Jackie Evancho, Sutton Foster, the cast of the Broadway musical On Your Feet, and the most dazzling display of fireworks anywhere in the USA. Live from the U.S. Capitol, it's A Capital 4th, Monday, July 4th, 8 p.m. on PBS. Sponsored by the Boeing Company.
Whether it's you or a loved one, struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS Neuro Health Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Coming up on WMAL, the Marine Corps is changing some things to make accommodations to women who are coming on board. We're going to talk about that. Jesse Jane Duff knows an awful lot about it.
Oh, yes, I do.
And also, we're going to get back into this meeting that took place in Phoenix on the tarmac between the Attorney General and former President Clinton. Joe DeGeneva, our legal analyst, is going to weigh in. It's all straight ahead. It's now 6 o'clock in the nation's capital, and it's time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.